To think better, value your sleep. Are you dying for a better night's sleep? For an unlucky few, that is actually a very real prospect. Familial fatal insomnia is a condition that is as bad as it sounds, and it doesn't have a happy ending. For years, sleep scientists have pondered why we spend around a third of our lives asleep in a blissful state of unconsciousness, unaware of our surroundings and potential danger. Other animals at risk from predators have had to adapt their sleeping patterns to stay safe. Dolphins manage this with unihemispheric sleep, keeping one hemisphere awake in case a shark comes to pay a visit. Giraffes sleep for 2 hours in every 24 as a series of short giraffe naps. But if you're human and not a dolphin or a giraffe, chances are you need between 7 to 9 hours of good quality uninterrupted sleep. How much is unique to you? If you can wake up feeling refreshed and ready for your day, you probably got enough sleep. If you need 3 alarms and a cup of coffee before you can poke your eyes above the Doona coverlet to face daylight, maybe you're a little sleep deprived. Don't worry if that's you, because you're not alone. It's estimated that a third of the world's population in developing countries is sleep deprived. And the worst thing about this is so many of us are chronically tired, we've forgotten what it feels like not to be. So what's the big deal about sleep and thinking? Quite a lot as it happens, and much of what has been learned has come from the study of what happens when we don't get enough sleep. Firstly, it gets harder to concentrate. If focus is your game, getting enough shut-eye is essential. You may have experienced how your brain feels after a big night out. It's hard to stay focused. Your mind has trouble taking in new information, let alone recalling what you already know. Your speed of processing slows down. Unfortunately, while that triple shot of espresso with 2 sugars may help to keep you alert, it can't overcome the slowing down effect of mental fatigue. Your mind gets stuck in the matrix. Everything becomes slow and laborious, and you have to work that much harder to think. Your ability to make decisions is impaired. Got something important to decide on? A rested brain will make a much better quality decision. One of the brain's primary objectives is to conserve energy, so when it senses you've reached that red zone of tiredness, it powers down, reducing access to your prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain needed for rational, analytical thought. You make more mistakes. Inattention works hand in hand with fatigue to increase the number of unforced errors your brain makes across the day. You're far more at risk of slips, trips, and incidents. You're less creative. No one likes to be told they lack imagination. But when you're tired, your ability to create insight and new ideas goes AWOL, while your brain reverts to those patterns of thinking and doing it knows it can rely on, only because you've done them 10,000 times before. You just don't get it. Sleep helps you to make sense of your world. Mental fatigue means you might get the headline, but your ability to think more deeply and reflectively is greatly reduced. You don't remember. Sleep is essential to the consolidation of long-term memory. Topping up your memory banks requires you to complete an adequate number of complete sleep cycles each night. Fragmented or broken sleep interferes with this. Worse still, those who get consistently less than 5 to 5.5 hours of sleep at night are more at risk of creating false memories. Yikes! You're more cranky. There's no denying it. When sleep deprived, you're not your usual sunny self. If others are avoiding you because you're irritable, snappy, tearful, and operating as if you are the centre of your own universe, it's time to check in and ask, am I getting enough sleep? In a world that lacks sleep, is it any wonder that we're facing a tsunami of mood disorders, including anxiety and depression? You're at greater risk of cognitive decline. Yes, you heard that correctly. A disturbed sleep pattern over many years puts you at greater risk of neurodegeneration and cognitive decline. We need sleep for brainy household repair and maintenance, and for giving your brain a quick clean. Your brain is highly metabolically active and accumulates waste products, which, like the office floor, will benefit from a quick vacuum at night. Keeping your brain clean and fresh enables you to think better. Bearing in mind these reasons that show why sleep is so important, what value do you place on getting a good night's sleep?